As what we've been taught clashes with what we need, we often find that we have competing ideals within our own psyche. What we need often appears too individualistic in nature, and because we aren't taught to prioritize ourselves, we bury our true ambitions deep down inside. We're conditioned to believe we should accept something more altruistic or more responsible than our needs demand. So here we are, gridlocked in the middle, doing what we think we should do and avoiding what is calling to our depth. We're never honest about the things we really need, so we set up shop in the land of should, the land of settling and mediocrity. It's where we've built our entire culture. You do want money, but believe that you should only want virtue. So deep down, the conflict manifests as resentment. Resentment toward what you want, but what your mind won't allow you to have. Well, rich people are greedy anyway. You do want to look good naked, but that sounds vain and you should strive for health and self-love. Since you've decided those things are at odds, you relent. And that manifests as baggy clothes, hiding a body you'd rather not show off, and ambitions you hope to keep hidden as well, so that they don't earn you a label of conceited. You think that if you want to change something about yourself, you must not love yourself. Well, people who want to change their bodies are unhappy anyway. You do want freedom and your time to do activities, hobbies, and things that interest you, but you should work hard at a stable job, so that manifests as you working 40 or more hours a week for someone else's dream while you continue to live for the weekends. Yeah, but they've got great benefits. You do want to travel the world, but you should get a mortgage because it's such a great investment. And that manifests as at least $250,000 in debt, which is closer to $1 million by the time it's paid off. Plus, you're handcuffed to the job you may or may not like. A semi-permanent anchor ensures that you never get to explore all the areas in the world that are begging for your presence. Yeah, I know, but it's the American dream. You do want a relationship that gives you sex like a 90s R&B song, adventure you can't believe you get to share with anyone else, and a level of comfort that allows someone else to know you for your quirky true self. But the last time you went for it, you got your heart broken, and who in the hell would want to repeat that? Plus, according to society, you should be settled down by now, so you stick with the safe bet, and all of your settling down inadvertently becomes settling for. Yeah, but they're good to me. Plus, dating is hard. You want to be known for having done something great. You want to be known for having made a contribution to this world that you can be proud of. On some level, we all crave significance, but you've surely been told to be wary of taking on too much. And maybe that's true. Maybe the weight of your true ambitions would crush you if you ever really went after them. And then again, maybe they wouldn't. Maybe you're actually perfectly positioned to accomplish that one thing you've always wanted to do. And isn't this inauthentic life kind of crushing you anyway? Sure, it's not acute pain, but the constant vying for attention from people that don't freely give it and desperately trying to live up to someone else's invisible standard can't be that easy. We all have a really hard time confronting the things we really want because of some sort of misplaced altruism or allegiance to a standard that we never asked for. And this calls into question a bigger problem. We are settling, but do we even know what the actual cost is of all this settling? The cost is precisely what the outcome might be if you stop settling, but it's actually more than you might imagine, because there's more than just you to consider. There is the personal cost, of course, which is essentially the life you're leaving on the table and won't get to live as a consequence. And there's also an impact on the world at large. What if you began to prioritize yourself and the things you want? How much better might your life be? How much happier might you be? And if you were to be happier, fitter, or wealthier, how much better would you be positioned to help the people around you? What if your radical change in health inspired the people around you to do the same? What if you believe that a happier and healthier world started with you first giving those things to yourself? You see, this is the paradox. It's not an opposition. To help others, we must first help ourselves. To love others, we must first love ourselves. We don't do these things for ourselves at the cost of others. Because what business isn't the world getting because you're too afraid to start it? How much better would that stranger's day be if you smiled in the morning because of the opportunity before you instead of glumly walking by as you head for the fate you feel locked into? And this is going to sound radical, but what if we all smiled in the morning because of that same opportunity? It's almost impossible to know the ripple effect that chasing our ambitions could have. And what we do know for sure is the outcome when we allow the fear of going against the grain to dictate our actions. And this is worth noting because you're already aware of the downside. See, if you go for it, like really go all in on the life you want, and it ends up not working out, you know you can go back to living for the weekends because the rat race is always accepting applications. You know, the way I see it, we don't have an alternative. Because don't you want the best for yourself? The best experiences, foods, and the best the world has to offer? Aren't you worthy of that? And aren't you going to be working hard either way? Aren't you going to struggle either way? See, we get what we accept in this life, and if you accept a life you don't want, you'll never get what you actually deserve. So make lists of things you want to do, places you want to go, and experiences that you want to have. Explore things and ideas that interest you. For God's sake, make this life your own. Go out on a limb, ask that person out on a date, go against the grain, start a business, dedicate yourself to things, even if other people don't understand them. Say yes when you're scared and no when you're bored. Start practicing radical self-awareness. Do the world a favor and just be you. Unabridged, raw, original you. In a world full of half-hearted replicas, we could use more authentic humans. You might not create the next Apple, but honestly, even waking up in the morning with the hope that you might is about 1,000 times better than punching the clock day in and day out, laying bricks for a building that you don't even want to live in. All the things you should do are sapping you of your energy and robbing you of your natural gifts and talents. The unfortunate byproduct of that same settling is that the world is being robbed of the authentic you, and that you might be poised to do something great. So quit being so afraid of what you really want, because you want to have your cake and eat it too. But we've all been conditioned to believe that this isn't a realistic expectation. The truth is, having a cake you're not allowed to taste would suck. And the same thing goes for your life.